Bridging the Gap is the theme of a crime prevention summit underway in downtown Pensacola. WUWF's Dave Dunwoody reports on the two-day event at the Crown Plaza Hotel.
During the past recent events, we've realized that it was a breakdown in communication between law enforcement and the community.
DeLorean Wiggins, a deputy with the Escambia County Sheriff's Office, is the chief organizer of the summit, which features crime prevention experts, community leaders, and policymakers seeking ways to reduce crime.
We can't do it alone. A lot of people, you know, want to depend solely on law enforcement. We can get out and do the job, but actually, if we have the eyes and the ears in the community to relay information back to us, it helps us to solve some of the unsolved homicides as well as some of the break-ins that are going on in the community.
A number of local officials greeted the less-than-capacity crowd with their opening remarks. State Attorney Bill Edens talked about some of the positive changes, beginning with an 11% decline in crime in the first half of 2014 compared to the same period of a year ago. That's according to figures from the ECSO.
Why? We don't know for sure. However, we know that under the sheriff's reign, the neighborhood watch groups have skyrocketed from 13 to 127 in the past 5 years. And we hope that conferences such as this will cause it to continue to do so.
Other changes taking place, says Edens, have involved multi-agency undercover operations that have led to numerous arrests.
Anything for a buck that was very effective. We in law enforcement believe those undercover operations are very effective. The sheriff's office recently did an undercover operation where people went on the internet and tried to contact young girls to have sex, and we arrested seven of those.
Add to that a drastic revamping of Florida's juvenile justice system. Paul Wallace with the agency says part of that features a civil citation program.
Civil citation is a pre-arrest diversion program with the intent that we intervene much earlier to try and keep them from the deeper end of our system. We can work to try and improve how many citations are being written in the community that's not in the school system.
For Escambia School Superintendent Malcolm Thomas, changes will not come overnight, nor will they come in giant leaps and bounds. Rather, he says, it's the little things that need to add up.
Where neighbors look after each other, that we're not afraid to get involved, that we don't rely and leave it all up to the government institutions. The truth is, if you leave all of the work up to the government institutions, we will never become the kind of community that we deserve to be.
Thomas says one prime example of community and government working together on crime was driven home a year ago with the shooting death of 14-year-old Ketiana Anderson.
When that Pensacola High School cheerleader was struck down and she was doing absolutely nothing wrong, but when that bullet was fired and it found her heart, so now not only is her life ruined, there's a mother. There are relatives that are still mourning to this day.
President Lincoln very aptly put it that he never feared for the loss of our country from an outside nation.
Escambia County Sheriff David Morgan told the crowd that while growing up during the Cold War, he never feared a nuclear attack. But today he fears losing the country from within.
There's a corollary here, ladies and gentlemen, with our community. If you're not standing up in your community with your pastors and with law enforcement, and setting a standard within your community that is acceptable and unacceptable, we're being destroyed from within. You know, the evil one's greatest tool is divisiveness. I don't have to be in your face, I just have to sow a seed of doubt.
In all, seven speakers are addressing topics such as learning to communicate with children on a level to which they can relate and working together to effect positive changes. One of the main speakers on Wednesday was Major Craig McQueen of the Miami Police Department.
Crime is now segregated to one city. I know Pensacola's having some of the same issues that we're having, and that's my message. I want to let them know that this is not something new. However, if we work together, we can solve these issues just like how we did in Miami, but that was called a citizen participation. And without citizen participation, you'll never, ever, ever beat this cycle.
McQueen says they took a variety of approaches which helped reduce Miami's crime rate from 17% down to around 5%.
So for the social needs of the kids, making sure they're involved in our athletic program, our PAL and other Optimus programs, we started a teen curfew during the summer to get the kids off the street so that way they wouldn't become victims of crime. Also, with the crime watch, Then, of course, opening up our anonymous tip line and participating in Crime Stoppers.
After the summit ends on Thursday, organizer DeLorean Wiggins says it's on to the next step in the process.
Well, to follow up, hopefully, if we can have a town hall meeting in one of the communities and try to, again, establish that dialogue to see what we can do both from the sheriff's office as well as the community to come together and see if we can come up with some strategies that can actually work within the communities.
Other speakers Wednesday included rapper Sean Jackson and Dr. Richard Huff from UWF's Criminal Justice Department. Thursday's session begins at 8 a.m. with Randolph Lewis of Lewis Maxwell Training Consultants, Paul Wallace with the Department of Juvenile Justice, Pastor Rodney Jones of New World Believers Ministries, and Pensacola Police Captain David Alexander. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.